Hello, everyone. Annette and Ada here, and welcome back to another episode of A Course in Miracles with Annette and Ada. Today, we're starting Lesson 181. Well, and it's a whole new section. Not a new part, but a new section. So we have a little introduction, and then we'll get on to Lesson 181. Our next few lessons make a special point of firming up your willingness to make your weak commitment strong. Your scattered goals blend into one intent. You are not asked for total dedication all the time as yet, but you are asked to practice now in order to attain the sense of peace such unified commitment will bestow, if only intermittently. It is experiencing this which makes it sure that you will give your total willingness to following the way the Course sets forth.
Our lessons now are geared specifically to widening horizons and direct approaches to the special blocks which keep your vision narrow and too limited to let you see the value of our goal. We are attempting now to lift these blocks, however briefly. Words alone cannot convey the sense of liberation which their lifting brings. But the experience of freedom and of peace that comes as you give up your tight control of what you see speaks for itself. Your motivation will be so intensified that words become of little consequence. You will be sure of what you want and what is valueless.
And so we start our journey beyond words by concentrating first on what impedes our progress still. Experience of what exists beyond defensiveness remains beyond achievement while it is denied. It may be there, but we cannot accept its presence. So we now attempt to go past our defenses for a little while each day. No more than this is asked, because no more than this is needed. It will be enough to guarantee the rest will come. What really stands out for me in this little introduction comes in the first paragraph, sentence two, actually. You are not asked for total dedication all the time as yet. I just love that sentence because it recognizes where we're at. And also, it recognizes and lets us know we don't need to be perfect. We already are perfect, whole, and complete, of course. But even when we're going back and forth from the ego thought system to the Holy Spirit thought system, that's okay. Especially since the last 2 days we've been having these review lessons on grace. Here's more grace. You don't need to be perfect. You don't need to be fully dedicated. You can go to work. You can relax. Do your stuff. You can bring in the Course when you can. But it's just like you still get to be. And you don't have to get on yourself if you make any mistakes.
I do find that comforting. I also really like what's going on in the second paragraph of the introduction, where we're just attempting now to lift the blocks that keep your vision narrow and too limited. Like, we were just saying this the other day, is like, you know, this is like a step by step by step process, and just little step by little step by little step by little step, and we're going to get there. And so now he's saying, you know, we're just going to attempt to lift these blocks, understanding that, you know, they're pretty well cemented in, right? Some of these ego thought system ways of being that we have going on. And it's just that gentleness that I appreciate. And also I appreciate that, you know, our goal is the experience of freedom and peace. Mm-hmm. And I do want to share that my experience of the Course is that the longer I have studied the Course, and I do study other things too. You know, like, I'm always studying something. And the Course has been my constant, you know. So as I've journeyed and done a lot of studying and a lot of research and a lot of workshops and talking to folks, and, you know, just the way I've always done my life, the Course has been my constant, though, for the last 7 years. is more and more and more, regardless of the circumstances that I'm in. You know, even if I'm in some really challenging situations, I don't go down to the place I used to go to. I don't go into that fear that I used to go to. Not that I don't experience fear and not that I don't experience sadness. It's just that it's not to the depth that I used to go. And I just credit the undoing process of A Course in Miracles, that there is freedom to be found. There is peace to be found, a little by little by little.
Do you find that you don't go so far down because you also don't go so far off track in other parts of your life? Not that you like went off track. I don't really like that the way I said that. But like when I think of going down, I also recognize just what we were talking about the other day. When all my other practices are in alignment with love, I don't go far down. But then when I do get overtired, when I haven't been as intentional as I desire to be, that I can go down or off track more than I'd like.
Yes, I have to say that just like little transparency moment here is that I've really tried to really be intentional about how and what and even who I include in my life.
I think that's really important. And I think that's so in line with what ACIM is teaching. Because just think about this. So we have two voices, right? We have the voice for the ego and the voice for God, the Holy Spirit, love. We are supposed to be very discerning about even which voice we include in our lives.
Yes.
Do we go to that voice for the ego for support and care and strategizing? Or do we go for the voice for the Holy, voice for God, the Holy Spirit, for love in how do we want to respond to life? Like, so we are called to be discerning and really discerning about, okay, are we inviting more of the ego in or are we inviting more of love in?
And, you know, you and I have really been on a journey together about that. Because when I say that I've been very intentional about who, what, and how I include things in my, you know, I include in my life.
And why.
One thing is because of the job, the career that I have. I take it really seriously and I'm always want to show up as my best self. And so, I have to be very intentional about how I spend my time.
Or you get to.
I get to, but it's kind of, sometimes I have to admit, it feels like I have to, because it's like, oh, you know, I could just stay up and watch this movie and I really should go to bed. Yeah. Right. So sometimes it kind of maybe feels like some tough choices. And yet there, it's not, because I have my priorities, right? And I'm really trying to be open to the guidance that I'm receiving and to follow that. So I do believe like, and here in this introduction, you know, these blocks to the awareness of love's presence is how it says it in the introduction, right? Is one practice that I've had that maybe sharing it is when I feel some sort of resistance going on, you know, like, so, okay. So like resistance, oh, do I stay up and watch a movie or do I go to bed? Right. And I can kind of feel some resistance sometimes. And in those moments, you know, to really just take a moment and really get clear about what I'm feeling. And most of the time it's like, oh, I'm feeling a little overwhelmed right now and I'm really tired and I do need to go to bed. Mm-hmm. Right. And it's like some of these blocks to the awareness of love's presence is I put on some ego expectations about how other people spend their time and I want to spend my time that way too, sort of idea. Or, you know, I should be able to do it all. You know, there you go with some shoulds. And so the blocks to the awareness of love's presence is really being guided every moment of our day, even about things like watching a movie. Not making a movie bad or good, but just like, is that really the best for me in this moment? And again, if we can start really becoming intentional and practicing our listening skills and having our trust muscles, we're getting better and better at listening to the guidance, following the guidance, and then coming to this place of freedom and peace that we were talking about before.
The one thing I want to say before we jump over to lesson 181 is that when I think about these blocks, I think about when I was a kid and you asked me to clean my room, and I would get so overwhelmed because I'm kind of a messy person and there'd be so much stuff. It's like I didn't even know where to start. And then you would tell me, just pick a corner and start there. Don't worry about the whole thing. Just pick one corner and that's where you start.
You know what I always remember about you in your room?
Oh, gosh.
Is you would kind of have a messy room and I would say, okay, you know, it's time to pick up your room. And then I would come back and it seemed like the room was completely destroyed. Like things were out of the drawers that weren't out of the drawers when I asked you to clean your room. And it's almost like I felt like you just kind of... I don't know what you do. You remember what you were doing?
I fall apart. It was too much. That is, yeah.
And we don't want to do that to ourselves here either, right?
No, we don't. And that's why I mentioned that, because I would get so overwhelmed. And then it's like, it was too much. And then I would like play with something else. And it was like, because I was like, stuck.
Yeah.
But then it was like that just made the problem worse. And we don't want to make the problem worse, but we also want to recognize when we're doing this work, it can get to the point where it's overwhelming.
And this is why I had to make up songs for you. Like, peace for patience, A is for always calm. And T is for minding your temper.
There was no one for cleaning, no song for cleaning my room, though. And I just wanted to throw that out there, just so, you know, we are attempting now to lift these blocks, however briefly. We don't have to worry about getting them all the way gone, the whole room cleaned up today, even through these lessons.
It's just practice, like he says, over and over and over.
And we're getting there. You know, we're getting there. We got time. We got practice. We're going to get there.
All right, so now we're going on to the lesson.
Yeah, so lesson 181, this is our idea for the day. I trust my brothers who are one with me. Also, remembering brothers is just everyone else. Doesn't matter their gender. Trusting your brothers is essential to establishing and holding up your faith in your ability to transcend doubt and lack of sheer conviction in yourself. When you attack a brother, you proclaim that he is limited by what you have perceived in him. You do not look beyond his errors. Rather, they are magnified, becoming blocks to your awareness of the true self that lies beyond your own mistakes and past his seeming sins as well as yours.
Perception has a focus. It is this that gives consistency to what you see. Change but this focus, and what you behold will change accordingly. Your vision now will shift to give support to the intent which has replaced the one you held before. Remove your focus on your brother's sins, and you experience the peace that comes from faith in sinlessness. This faith receives its only pure, sure support from what you see in others past their sins. For their mistakes, if focused on, are witnesses to sins in you, and you will not transcend their sight and see the sinlessness that lies beyond.
Therefore, in practicing today, we first let all such little focuses give way to our great need to let our sinlessness become apparent. We instruct our minds that it is this we seek and only this for just a little while. We do not care about our future goals, and what we saw an instant previous has no concern for us within this interval of time wherein we practice changing our intent. We seek for innocence and nothing else. We seek for it with no concern but now.
A major hazard to success has been involvement with your past and future goals. You have been quite preoccupied with how extremely different the goals this course is advocating are from those you held before, and you have also been dismayed by the depressing and restricting thought that, even if you should succeed, you will inevitably lose your way again.
How can this matter? For the past is gone, the future but imagined. These concerns are but defenses against present change of focus and perception. Nothing more. We lay these pointless limitations by a little while. We do not look to past beliefs, and what we will believe will not intrude upon us now. We enter at the time of practicing with one intent, to look upon the sinlessness within.
We recognize that we have lost this goal if anger blocks our way in any form. And if a brother's sins occur to us, our narrowed focus will restrict our sight and turn our eyes upon our own mistakes, which we will magnify and call our sins. So, for this little while, without regard to past or future, should such blocks arise, we will transcend them with instructions to our minds to change their focus. As we say, it is not this that I would look upon. I trust my brothers who are one with me.
And we will also use these thoughts to keep us safe throughout the day. We do not seek for long-range goals, as each obstruction seems to block the vision of our sinlessness. We seek but for surcease, an instant from the misery the focus upon sin will bring, and uncorrected will remain.
Nor do we ask for fantasies, for what we seek to look upon is really there. And as our focus goes beyond mistakes, we will behold a holy, sinless world. When seeing this is all we want to see, when this is all we seek for in the name of true perception, are the eyes of Christ inevitably ours, and the love he feels for us becomes our own as well. This will become the only thing we see reflected in the world and in ourselves.
The world which once proclaimed our sins becomes the proof that we are sinless, and our love for everyone we look upon attests to our remembrance of the holy, true self which knows no sin and never could conceive of anything without its sinlessness. We seek for this remembrance as we turn our minds to practicing today. We look neither ahead nor backwards. We look straight into the present, and we give our trust to the experience we ask for now. Our sinlessness is but the will of God. This instant is our willing one with His. Lesson 181, I trust my brothers who are one with me.
So we don't have much time for discussion today because we do want to keep our podcasts close to 20 minutes. Do you have one takeaway or one idea that you're going to take with you throughout the day?
The idea I'm going to take with me throughout the day is that I don't have to get this idea any more than during my practice period. I don't have to worry about, did I get it? Oh, all the rest of the day. It's just during that practice period, during our time that we're spending with love today, that's the only time I need to be fully concerned with getting this or experiencing it or feeling it.
For me, I love the line. It's highlighted. I'm going to star it, I think, today because it is such a powerful guide to help us when he's talking about, you know, anger. We recognize that we have lost this goal if anger blocks our way in any form. What the line that I'm taking with me today, along with I trust my brothers who are one with me, is, for the past is gone, the future but imagined. And we can get so caught up in, you know, projecting this future out. And we literally have no idea. So the past is gone, the future but imagined. So lots of love to you as you practice lesson 181. I trust my brothers who are one with me. See you tomorrow.
See you then.